Welcome to the podcast for Sound the Trumpet, How to Blow Your Own Horn by Jonathan Harnham, read by me, John Harnham. Thanks for listening. Been away for a couple weeks, trying to get the sewage smell out of my office, unsuccessful with that, and so now I'm in a new office. A much better office, in fact. So, pretty happy about that. This week we're going to do Chapter 18, The Transposing Trumpeter. The epigraph is from Gandhi, who said, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." This chapter covers what is transposing: B-flat instruments, like the B-flat trumpet, C instruments, the C transposition, and also the E-flat, F, D, A-flat, and E transpositions. Some terms to know. To transpose is changing a piece of music from one key to another, and you keep the relationship between the pitches exactly the same. So if you're playing a song that is in the key of G, for example, and you want to transpose it up to C, you would change all the notes and the relationships up a perfect fourth. A fake book is a book of standard tunes containing only the melody and the chords. It was originally used for jazz, but there are many types of fake books now available. You can get country fake books, bluegrass, I mean, you name it. A C instrument is an instrument which is in concert pitch. Some examples are piano, guitar, bass, flute, oboe, trombone, tuba, bagpipes. Pretty sure about bagpipes. Actually, I don't know about bagpipes. A B-flat instrument is an instrument that's one whole step above concert pitch. This will make more sense later in the chapter. Some examples are trumpet, B-flat trumpet, and B-flat cornet, the clarinet, treble clef baritone, and tenor sax. Soprano sax as well. So let's get started. Trumpet is a B-flat instrument. If you've ever tried playing with a piano player or an alto player, like an alto sax player, and used the same music, you probably noticed that things didn't sound quite right. This is because the music for these three instruments is written in different keys for each one. Play a C on the piano, and it's going to be written as a D for the trumpet, or an A for alto saxophone. So, sound confusing? Well, it is a little bit, but there's hope, and you'll make sense out of it soon. Fortunately, you don't have to worry about the alto part, just about the trumpet. It's a little easier transposition. Instruments like piano, bass, guitar, trombone, flute, oboe, violin, there are many others, are C instruments. So this means that their note C is just that, it's a C. Now, it seems weird, but stay with me. A trumpet is what's called a B-flat instrument. Now there are many other types of trumpet too, as you just learned. There's C trumpets, D trumpets, etc., etc. But the most common one is the B-flat trumpet, also B-flat cornet. Some other B-flat instruments are clarinet, bass clarinet, tenor sax, soprano sax, treble clef baritone. So the lowest open note, that means no vowels, on trumpet is written as a C, the first ledger line below the staff. The exact same pitch, now pitch, not note name, the same pitch on piano is a B-flat. And this is why trumpet is called a B-flat instrument. Doesn't really make sense to me, and nor does it to most people, but there you go. And there might be a different reason, but I'm pretty sure that's close enough. So, on the podcast website is a piano keyboard to sort of help you with this concept. And there's also a full keyboard that has the transpositions for trumpet on it. So at first, if this is confusing to you, this will help. You might be asking, well, wouldn't it be easier if every instrument just used the same notes as piano? Well, yeah, it would be easier, or at least less confusing, but that's what we've been given to deal with, so there's nothing to do but try to understand how it works. If you're reading music for a C instrument, you have to adjust the notes that you play on trumpet to get the right pitch. Now, if you're just playing by yourself, of course, it doesn't matter. But if you're playing with other people who are reading from the same music, it's important that you transpose it. This is a great skill to have, but it takes a little time to acquire because learning to transpose is, well, it's kind of weird. You're playing a different note than the note that you're looking at. So, of course, already you have to have your music reading skills pretty well down. If you plan on playing in a symphony, transposing to many different keys is a requirement. It happens all the time. If you teach, you'll need to transpose in order to play duets with saxophone, French horn, and bass clef players. If you have such students, if you just have trumpet students, you're all set. If you want to play jazz in a small combo using a fake book, you can read from a C fake book, and those are tend to be a little more common. Of course, you can just buy a B flat fake book, but a piano player or other players will probably have a C fake book. And if you don't have one, you can read off theirs. So, pretty much any great musician, or even good musicians, even so-so musicians, can transpose and play in any key. Sometimes they're doing this by ear, sometimes they're doing it by transposing in their head from looking at the written music. And some transpositions are more common than others, so we're going to cover them in the most useful order. So we're going to start with the C transposition. This is probably the most valuable and most used transposition for trumpet players. Using this transposition is going to allow you to jam with guitar, keyboard, bass players. You can play the trumpet parts from many symphonies, music from a piano part. You can play from a C fake book. You can play the music from any C instrument in treble clef. Of course, if you're playing flute music, you might have to transpose it down an octave because it's kind of high. So on the piano keyboard, the piano's B flat, which is the first ledger line below the staff. It's a space note. It's the same pitch as the trumpet's C, and the trumpet C, of course, is the first ledger line below, and it's a line note. So what's the interval between these two notes, from a B-flat and a C? How far apart are they as written? Well, it's two half steps. From B to B natural, there's one half step. From B natural to C, there's two half steps, which is a whole step. So the trumpet note is written one whole step higher than the piano note. Okay, and if any of this is unfamiliar, you're going to need to brush up on your music theory. You can get one of my books for free at allabouttrumpet.com. It's a theory book. So if this is kind of losing you, go check that out. So if the trumpet's written note is a whole step higher than the note for piano, and remember, piano is a C instrument, then you now know how to transpose from one to the other. When you look at a part written for a C instrument, all the notes that you play on trumpet have to be a whole step higher. So, again, on the website, there's a simple example and a practical example from what I'm talking about. And if you need some help, you can look at the piano keyboard that's both in the back of All About Trumpet and on the podcast website. So first, there's a simple melody in C, and then I've put in something from The Ride of the Valkyries from Wagner. And it's a part that's written in C, so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. If you have a C part that needs to be transposed, you have a couple options. You can go through the entire part and write it out a whole step higher. This might be good if you're unfamiliar with doing this from sight at first. It's a long process, but it's a good way to get your transposing chops into shape, too. A better way and faster way is to do the C transposition on the fly as you read through the part. Now, in a sense, this is faster if you can already do it, but it takes quite a bit of practice to be able to get to the point where you can do it. So, in fact, maybe it takes longer, but you get the idea. If you know how to do it, it's quick. You just look at it and do it. To practice the C transposition, just pick up any piece of simple music and read through it slowly, changing the part in your head before you play the note. Jazz tunes are a really great source of short tunes and good melodies that are easy to practice with this. For a list of tunes, you can see Essential Jazz Standards on page 209. There's a PDF link for that, too. So you can use C transposition to jam. When you get together with a piano, a guitar, or a bass player to make sound, you know you should know that all of those instruments are in C. Okay, they're C instruments. Concert pitch. So to sound like you know what you're doing, you have to transpose. This is a little simpler than transposing written melody on the fly because you'll be dealing with keys, you know, scales more than individual notes, so it's just broad-based transposition. For example, if a guitar player is playing in the key of C, you're going to be playing in the key of D. So this means to get the cool-sounding notes, you'll be using your D scales. Okay, major, minor, pentatonic, blues, etc. So, for example, if you ask the guitar player, well, what key are you in? And she says E, then you know you have to go up two half steps or a whole step, which puts you in F sharp. It's a common key for guitar players. And F sharp is not a very common key for trumpet players. So if you don't know your F sharp, you should get on that, because it will open up all kinds of stuff you can play with guitar players. Now, it's also likely that the guitar player is not going to have any idea what key they're playing in. So in that case, just use your ears, find it, and it's good practice too. The tricky part about playing with string players is that they, like I said, they're often in sharp keys. E, as I said, is common. A is common too, which is the key of B for us. Again, not all that common or easy. It's not easy just because it's not familiar. You know, if you plan on playing with string players, just start practicing your sharp keys now. Here's a list of C transpositions for each of the keys. This is kind of gratuitous. You can probably figure this out yourself, but it's good to have a little key if you need it. No pun intended. So notice that when you transpose keys, usually you're adding two sharps. Okay. So the most common keys used by guitar players are in bold in this list. Major keys are the letter on the left, and the relative minor of these is on the right. If you don't know the connection between major and relative minor, you should check out that theory book. There's information coming up about the flats and sharps contained in each of the 12 keys, but hold off on that. Just start learning this information as soon as you can, and it'll come in handy for you. When you practice these, you can start with the major scale, learn it up and down with as many patterns as you can. You can find patterns on page 298 of this book. And then you can learn the blues scale for these keys as soon as possible, too. In fact, you could even start with these. The blues scale is very common because it sounds pretty cool. It's used in, of course, blues, jazz, rock and roll, country, bluegrass, and used all over the world in many different styles of music. Very cool scale. And again, that blues scale that fits with the major key is it's built off of the natural minor. Okay, so for example, if you're in the key of C major, the blues scale that works with that is a minor third below that, which is A minor. So the A blues scale is what works with the C scale. You can also go up the sixth note of the C scale, also A. That's the relative minor. So the other transpositions. Unless you're playing symphonic music, you probably are not going to really need the following transpositions. So if you're not ever going to play in a symphony, you can just skip the rest. But theoretically, you can transpose a part to any of the other 11 keys. This is really useful if you, say, play with singers a lot. Singers often have particular keys that fit the range of their voice, and those may change, and they will change from singer to singer. They might even change from one singer day to day, depending on, whether she smoked too many cigarettes the night before and has a low voice, or something like that. Anyway, it's good to be able to play tunes in all 12 keys. We're going to start with the E-flat transposition. So remember, trumpet is a B-flat instrument, and this is going to help you find out how far away each transposition is from the written note. So when we did C transposition, we figured that C was a whole step above B-flat. And so all the notes were transposed up a whole step. Well, you apply the same principle to the E-flat transposition. What's the interval between B-flat and E-flat? You should come up with five half steps or a perfect fourth. You can use your keyboard to help visualize this. If you count up from B flat to B is 1, B to C is 2, C to D flat is 3, D flat to D is 4. And D to E flat is 5, so five half steps. Another way of finding a perfect fourth is just to go up the major scale, which begins on your starting note, and stop on the fourth degree of the major scale. That's a perfect fourth, too. Of course, this requires you to know your major scales, which is a great idea. If you go up the B-flat major scale and stop on the fourth note, you get an E-flat. Okay, examples are always easier to deal with than all of these words. So example 18.3 is a simple E-flat transposition, and then below it is a practical example from the Hummel Trumpet Concerto, which is the concerto in E-flat, as it were. The E-flat transposition might take some time to get under your fingers, more so than the C transposition did, but just stick with it. As before, you could write out the transposition into E-flat, this is good practice, or just learn to transpose by sight. When learning to transpose by sight, just go really slowly, be aware of what key you're playing in, and with an E-flat transposition, you're adding one flat to the original key signature. And again, flats cancel out sharps, so if you're in the key of G major, which is one sharp, and you're doing an E-flat transposition, you're going up a perfect fourth, so you're going to C major, which is no sharps and no flats. That one flat that you added canceled the one sharp that was in G major. Hope that makes sense to you. Again, the list of the major keys and their relative minor with an E-flat transposition is on the podcast website, trumpetbook.wordpress.com. So now, you know the drill by now. We're going to do F transposition next. F is in Fred. B-flat to F. Go up the B-flat major scale until you get to the F. It's the fifth note. Okay, so an F transposition means you play the note a perfect fifth. That's seven half steps above the written note. And again, remember to go slowly as you learn to read by sight in F. Whenever you transpose, it's a good idea to know what key you're going to be playing in. So for the F transposition, you're going to add one sharp to the key signature. And again, some examples are on the website. Use the Ride of the Valkyries for most examples in this because it's a great piece, first of all, and it's got all kinds of different transpositions in it. So the F transposition. The D transposition is a good one to know because with it you can create harmony parts on the spot. Harmony parts are often a third above or below the main melody, and this is the interval you use for the D transposition. It's got more on this below after you get the information about the transposition. As with the others, figure out the interval between B flat and D, and what do you get? Should be four half steps, or two whole steps, or a major third. There's three different ways to think about this interval, major third. So here are some examples. Again, trumpetbook.wordpress.com. Simple example, and then a Ride of the Valkyries example. When you're transposing for D trumpet parts, you change the key by adding four sharps. Okay, this causes a little bit of difficulty when you transpose from a key with four or more sharps because you end up with a need for double sharps. Double sharps raise a note, a whole step. Technically, you should use the double sharps, but it's easier to think in a flat key. So, for example, when you transpose from the key of E, as in egg, which is four sharps, you'd use the G-sharp major scale, which contains an F double sharp. So instead of using this unwieldy scale, you can think in the key of A-flat. A-flat, G-sharp sound the same. And A-flat has only four flats. If you've memorized your major scales and the order of sharps and flats, this is going to make these transitions a lot easier. So again, work up your music theory if that is confusing at all. The A-flat transposition, you're probably not going to see too often unless you're playing a C trumpet. And a C trumpet, as you learned in the last chapter, is a type of trumpet that plays in the key of C. And so if you're playing a C trumpet and reading music for a B-flat trumpet, you have to do the A-flat transposition. So basically, it's the C transposition, but going down instead of up. So instead of transposing up a whole step, you're transposing down a whole step. And just use the same process to find the right interval. The A-flat is a whole step below B, so you transpose down on a whole step. And here's a simple example. And again, a list of all of the keys and what they're transposed to. The E transposition is another one you're not going to see very often, but it does exist in symphony pieces, like Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries. The E transposition is going up three whole steps, an interval we don't use very often. Here, this interval is called a tritone because of those three whole steps. So here's a basic example of the E transposition. A tritone can be explained either as a diminished fifth or an augmented fourth. And don't worry if this means nothing to you, but if it means nothing, again, you know, get on the music theory. What it means for the key signatures below is that you usually add six flats to a key signature. Where this is impractical, you know, any key with two or more flats, you're going to add six sharps to the key. So it's a little confusing. There's a rhyme and a reason to these key signature changes. At first, it's probably easiest just to memorize the formula for what you have to do. If you want to actually understand it, which I would certainly recommend, It's not necessary. Many people play very, very well without really having a grasp on the theoretical aspects of this. So it's not crucial, but good idea. So anyway, there is also a list of these E transpositions in the book, page 201, and on the website. So there are other transpositions too. You've got a pretty clear idea now of what you have to do, and you should be able to figure out how to do that for other tunes if you want. So what would you do for an A transposition, for example? The answer would be you'd go down a half step. A G transposition, how far is G from B flat? That's the width of the transposition. So can you read and play from the bass clef staff? That's a good and handy skill to have. It's very much like the E-flat transposition. So always try to push the boundary of your knowledge and your ability. It's the only way to grow as a musician and as a human being. So this might be frustrating and difficult and weird at first, but it's great for the old brain muscle. So give it a try. Transposing directions in the music can look very different depending on what country the composer was from. So if you're interested in playing symphonic music, you kind of need to know how to identify a transposition in another language. So do you remember The Sound of Music, right? The song that goes, do, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun, etc., etc., right? So this ditty is teaching you solfege. It's a system for singing written music. And the notes in the solfege scale are do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, and do. And these terms are used in a lot of European languages to identify notes of the scale. So you'll often encounter these terms when a transposition is called for. And there's a list here. So for example, in French, if you're doing an F transposition, it's trompette in fa. Same thing with Italian. There's also mis, res, ut. Ut is an old name for do. The French still use it. Anyway, so there's a list of those also on trumpetbook.wordpress.com. How to practice these? A good way to practice transposing is to get a compilation of orchestral excerpts, and I'll put some links to these on the website, and find pieces with the types of transpositions that you want to practice. And it sounds a little intimidating, but there are orchestral excerpts that range from simple to complex. So start with the simple ones. That way you're doing double duty. You're practicing your transpositions, getting some practice in on orchestral excerpts at the same time. There are a bunch of compilations. Talk it over with your teacher to get an idea of what would be a good one for you. The main thing to remember when practicing transposition is to take it slow, give yourself a lot of time to wrap your brain around this concept of reading a note on the page and playing a note that's different from what you see. Many people have mastered this skill, and you can too. So it just takes time to be able to transpose immediately at a fast tempo. So just keep at it. Some sources for further study. There's a book by Mel Broyles called Have Trumpet, Will Transpose. It goes in a little depth. You can find that from Charles Collin. I think it's www.somusic.com, S-O as in Southern. Duets for Two Transposing Trumpeters by Telemann. 100 Etudes by Sachet, I think that's how you say his name. And there's the Orchestra Musician CD-ROM Library. This has hundreds and hundreds of orchestral excerpts. So I will put links to all of those on the website, so you can go check those out. As before, if you buy any of this stuff, that would be awesome. It helps to support this podcast, which is, of course, free. Lots of extra help at allabouttrumpet.com for trumpet players. There's videos, fingering charts, a bunch of extras on the website. And again, that also helps support me and this podcast. Every couple weeks, I put new videos up of really amazing musicians of all genres and also amazing trumpet players. So it's a good thing to go check out every couple weeks and see who's rocking it. Up next is a chapter on trumpet music, all kinds of written music for trumpet. This doesn't really lend itself well to being read, so I haven't decided yet what to do. I may read it, the text part, and just put the lists up. I might skip it altogether, just put the list up. So anyway, stay tuned. After that is chapter 20, which is gear to grind through. And this chapter is about all of the stuff that will help you practice better and perform better. It includes metronomes and mic stands, cases, some electronic effects, wireless mics, stands, stuff like that. Useful information. So that's it for this week. Have fun. Good luck with your practice.